Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The categories today will be college hoops and the military. We will do your guess as good as mine right after your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. In the meantime, it is our random question. 844-999-0.
Random.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Hola.
All right, let's go with this one here. What relic do you still have, you still own, or what relic do you remember that you used to use all the time? I was going through a drawer the other day and found a small thing of whiteout.
Wow.
Whiteout, completely dry.
I was going to say, there's no way it's still liquid.
It was just
right?
One of those things that somehow was in a box I hadn't opened in a while. I'm like, I this is amazing. Look at this. I don't know why I have this.
You know, Tom Hanks collects typewriters. Not only that, but
uses them.
Right. He actually uses these things. It just blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. You have any relics, Brian?
I have, and it still works. One of my kids has it and is playing with it recently. A 1980s tiny Casio keyboard.
Oh, really?
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Has the tinny piano sound. It's only monophonic. You only get one note at a time.
It does
and
have
it's
a, does
a little
it,
mini keyboard.
It does have a
and
loop feature on
works.
It. It has a drum beat on it, doesn't it? Like,
this one doesn't, but it has like a fake chord thing.
Okay,
right. So you press one key.
Weird chord.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the drums or anything else. It's got like five sounds. It sounds horrible.
But how old's your kid?
Like 19. He's 25.
And he was, Jesus, I'm picturing him like 3 years old when you said he was playing with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just recently playing with it for fun, but it's like vintage 1982, and it still works.
All right. I have seen recently, actually at a flea market, just some stuff that blew my mind. They had the old electronic football game.
Where it just vibrates?
Where it just vibrates, yeah. And I think it was the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Football Club there, yeah. So those two teams, whatever that World or Super Bowl was back in...
When the Super Bowl? It's Redskins-Cowboys. So
that's right.
They were just that big a divisional rival, right?
That's right. That makes sense. Yeah, exactly. That was the one they had. I was like, man, that's pretty cool. What relic do you still own, have, or remember? There are still, believe it or not, about 100,000 payphones here in the United States, and this is according to our friends at the FCC, but their numbers are dwindling fast.
You don't say.
It's kind of like they say spotting a unicorn. I just took a picture the other day of
a unicorn
of a payphone when I walked by because I was like, oh my God, a payphone. It actually, like, I could walk by a rocket taking off and be like, oh, look at that rocket.
That's cool.
Yeah, hey man, look at that. Wow, look, there's a robbery going on at the bank. Payphone, I went, oh, I got to get a picture. So I stopped and I took a picture of it, and for some reason, then the story came out, and I thought, yeah, see, maybe I'm onto something. Apparently, payphones still exist in the U.S., and apparently, people are still using them. According to the FCC, there's 100,000 throughout the country. A fifth of them are in New York City. There were around 2 million in 1999, and they, believe it or not, are pretty steady business. According to CNN, the FCC say providers reported $286 million in revenue.
All right.
Which is pretty impressive, thinking that you'd walk by something and that they made that much money off a phone call.
Apparently people still use them and buy them.
How much is a phone call now?
I have no idea.
I really don't know.
It depends on where you were calling it.
It was like 25 cents for a local call, then I remember went up to 35 cents.
Which is alarming.
But that's like the last time I used one.
But that was the other thing. Like, I remember leaving the house and it'd be like, make sure you have change for a phone call.
Right. It's the equivalent of having a cell phone now. Make sure you have change.
Or even when you're at home, there's a landline phone and you have local service, and then you have a different long distance service. So, like, they were
two different
used
things.
To be like long distance providers and all this crap. I was actually thinking about that with my kid the other day, man. I was talking to my buddy Brian that I grew up with, and I knew every single member of his family because when I called his house, one of them picked up the phone.
Right.
And they knew me. And sometimes I think to myself, well, I know some of my daughter's friends. I don't know all of my daughter's friends, but one of the major things that
they don't call you.
Right. And that would be the difference. If she were at my place and they called the house, then I would actually talk to them and go, yeah, sure. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, she's upstairs. Whatever. But I don't have that interaction with them. They kind of just walk by and they go, hi. And then they go up to their room and that's the end of that.
Hi.
Random question, 844-999-OLA.
I've heard about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, good morning.
Hola. Hola. Good morning. Yes. Let's see here. What do we got for you? All right. How old are you?
I'm 28 at the moment.
You're 28. So you probably don't care about health or lifestyle choices at all, do you?
You shouldn't. Don't. Just don't.
Yeah, you
kinda.
Do you? All right.
An 80-year-old man and a 28-year-old body.
What lifestyle choice or change have you tried to make for the better? What have you done for yourself? When you know you're doing some harm to your body, and what'd you say, like, you know what, I can't do that anymore?
Given the most recent holiday, I have tried to slow down my beer consumption.
Your beer consumption?
But wait. Yeah, you say, given the most recent holiday, so did you make this decision in the last 48 hours?
Yeah. When Sunday came around, I went, I probably should not drink as much as I did.
How much did you, when did you start drinking on St. Patty's Day? Let's get the rundown here. What time did you wake up?
On St. Patty's Day, that was probably around 2.
All right.
But I really started drinking the day before.
All right.
Okay.
I used to be part of the fire department, and there's only one holiday we really, truly will celebrate. And that
and
is
you guys day. Drink differently than most people, man.
You guys are professionals, man. I've never – that's that.
Well, yeah.
That is a group of people who can really put away some alcohol.
Is it like – is it that being around fire somehow indirectly affects – what your bladder can handle. I mean, because I don't know what it is, but like firemen universally.
It's firemen and Marines. Like that,
Marines, I get.
Marines,
you're a Marine,
yeah,
man.
Those seem
you know?
To be the two groups of people that just can absolutely drink you under the table.
It comes with the culture with the job. It's a hard job, mentally speaking, and, you know, it's a great way to bond with the people that are with you. On
no
it.
Doubt, but here's the question I've always had is, you know, and firemen notoriously can drink, but here you are drinking, you're having a great time, and then the call comes in.
Right,
but
then
like,
what do you do?
When you get a call, like if we get a call, they would say, hey, can you? I know you were off today, can you come in for work? And we could grumble about it, but you get there. If you get a call, it's like, hey, man, you need to be there ASAP, but you've been drinking all day. I mean, how many times have you guys shown up on a job maybe a little left of sober?
I have never, mainly because if I'm going to drink, it's a planned event that I'm going to drink, and I'm not answering a call or a phone. Because
okay, so you're not, yeah, you can't be there, right?
Yeah, most of the firemen I know have, like, they just work all the shift work, so they know when they, like,
okay,
it's like almost like a pilot. Like, all right, like, I can go out Saturday, but I know by Sunday at noon I need to be done as I got to work Monday.
Do you have anybody that could personally give you hell for the amount of alcohol that you put down? Do you have a wife? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have anybody that'd be like, dude?
I got a wife, and she has looked at me in the past 40 hours and says, maybe you should slow down. And I knew that was probably...
Now, was she with you?
Yes.
Okay, now, how is she hanging? So she was probably doing a pretty good job hanging in there, right?
No, she's doing a great job, but she usually gets the buzz, and then she stops. And then, because she knows she's going to be the end up driving me, because I don't stop.
Okay. And so how many beers would you say you had in one day?
Oh, the keg was empty. Does that help?
All right, so you
I know what you're saying.
There was never a time where you didn't have a beer in your hand.
Yeah, no, it's a constant running tap.
And was there any alcohol on top of that? In other words, did anyone
hard
pull
alcohol.
Out a shot of Fireball or something stupid? That'd be ironic for you, but you get the idea.
There was a couple shots.
Jim Beam Fire.
Right.
Gentleman Jack. All right, so you had some good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there was so much puke in my neighborhood. I was just hoping for like a hard rain for like 15, 10 minutes to get rid of the urine.
Nope.
And the vomit. There was more vomit. And Fremont is a partying place. I have never seen Fremont as destroyed as it was after St. Patrick's Day.
It landed on a Saturday.
It was unbelievable.
That's the huge
thing. The weather was pretty nice outside. So now, I mean, that is all the elements for a party. It's St. Patty's Day. It's unseasonably warm. It's unseasonably sunny.
Mm-hmm.
You just had to know.
Right. Any of those like drinking holidays, like St. Patty's or Cinco de Mayo, like they land on a Saturday. People are going to have
fun. It's a
like,
different
go
game.
Crazy.
So here's what they say as far as your life and all that stuff goes. Basically, okay, you can do a lot of damage to yourself in a lot of different ways. But I guess doctors and scientists both agree that the magic number is 40 for you to really start taking care of yourself if you can. So the magic number is 40 years old. It's also the age when your bad habits can start to catch up with you. So your risk skyrockets for things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, diabetes. Once you hit 40, the diabetes, the sugar, once you hit 40, all these things really increase and become kind of important. So they say, here are the top five lifestyle changes you should try to make before you hit 40 because it's going to affect you. Number one, you should quit smoking. Obviously, we've heard that a million times. Stop pigging out is another big thing. As far as weight gain, because it's easier when your metabolism slows down to pick up those pounds. They say you have to get some exercise, even if it's just three times a week. You got to start doing that. All the things you've heard before.
But nothing new.
Figure out how to manage stress. Stop isolating yourself so don't get caught up on the phone and the TV and all that stuff. And basically, and even more so, they say you need to socialize more because people who are out and about, even if you have a drink or two, they live longer. So they say if you're lonely or isolated, you're probably going to have some kind of heart issues.
Random.
Thanks for the great news. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right. Let's just get this in. What messed up thing happened when you were at school? What's the memory?
When I was at school.
When you were growing up, going to school, what was something that was like, man, this is a crazy thing that happened today?
I was a pretty good kid, actually.
Doesn't have anything to do with you.
Could have been a classmate.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, I got it. It's a good one. All right, I was in kindergarten, and some kid, we were standing outside waiting in line, and some kid in my kindergarten looks over at me and he says, "You've got a booger on your face." And I reached down and I smeared off this just massive booger that this kid had stuck on my face. That he
said, oh!
Yeah.
It wasn't yours?
No, it was his.
All right.
That haunts me to this day, actually.
Yeah,
I don't have any 5-year-old memories.
I'm not good with other people's boogers, but man, yeah, if that happened to me at 5, I'd remember that.
Dude, I do know this. I do remember this. When I was a kid, I picked my nose a lot. And
everybody does.
And my twin bed was like right up against the wall.
All right.
So I would pick my nose and I'd put the booger like right below the bed, you know what I mean? Like
right.
I'd hide it, but it was on the wall, kind of like below the mattress, so you couldn't see it. And then I think when my mom moved the bed, like there was this entire rug of all the boogers that I put on the wall for like all that time. Like she's like, and she'd never seen them before. So like when she pulled back the bed, it was a pretty impressive collection. Even on my end, I was like, wow.
Do you think impressive is the word that went through her head?
I'm not
sure. You think impressive?
Yeah. The reason we asked what was the most messed up thing that you saw at school that happened. A teacher allegedly fed a puppy to a turtle a student's watch. That's all we're going to say. It happened in Idaho. But by the way, they ended up putting the turtle down after this.
Right.
Again, they fed a puppy to a turtle. The turtle ate the puppy in front of the group of kids. Since then, the turtle has also been put down.
But the teacher, I believe, still has his job. They put the turtle down.
At the Preston Junior High School in Preston, Idaho.
They missed a big lesson that they could have taught children right there.
Still to come, your guess is as good as mine. We've also got Men's Room rules on the way, and your email's up next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, your guess is as good as mine. The category is college hoops and the military. Plus, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. First time for a few emails, though, from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
All right, let's get some birthdays. Fellas, today celebrated the fourth week my pup Titan has been with us. Even he listens to your show. Well, somehow, sometimes howl for the birthday song. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay beautiful. No, we don't do birthdays for dogs.
He wasn't asking for a birthday, though.
It was the fourth week. He's saying, like, it's a birthday request because his dog has been with him for the fourth week.
Or is he just saying his dog hangs out?
I don't know.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Reggie? We're not doing that.
Andrew.
Gentlemen, just want to shout out to my oldest, Andrew. He is 22 years old. Great son, husband to his wife, and all-around good friend. Keep up the hard work and dedication for being awesome. How about a few turtle sexes for him? Love you, Manu.
This says love.
really does.
That's father to son love right there.
Like to wish our youngest son, David, a happy 24th birthday. He is thoughtful and hardworking. How about the Dirty Germans?
Yeah, for your birthday, I'd like to see your DNA, your damn nice ass.
Yeah, it reminds me of Das Boot.
All bitches, hoping to give my buddy Murph a birthday shout-out. Happy 27th, buddy. How about a your penis is too small, followed by a what the hell is that, bro? Thanks, guys. That from Justin.
Hey,
but Joel, another year's passed, and my husband Nick is 1 year older. Luckily, his wife is still hot, and his moms are still lesbian. He takes full credit for being the first that Ted wished a happy birthday to in a sexy Australian accent. So he would love another sexy shout-out this year, too. Thanks, guys. That from Kristen.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. Another year, another one of those two sexy Sheilas you got at your mother. Hey, tell Mom to come around here for the crispy D. Happy birthday, mate.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Let's get a contestant on the line if we could right now for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9-844-999. Ola, that is coming up. Couple extras here as we were gone for a couple days. But Chola's just writing to tell you how much you mean to me and the wife. We are in a bit of a financial bind. The missus hasn't been feeling well for a while, and we've been between jobs for a couple of weeks. However, whenever we worry, stress, or even have the occasional squabble, on our afternoon, we tune in and love you guys. We get a few hours of good tunes and some jaw-dropping moments and serious laughter. No matter what, every day, you guys are our steady relief. Thanks for doing what you do. That from Danielle and Amy. Thank you for the nice words. Most of the time, it's just people bitching. I just wanted to say thank you guys again for helping me propose to my now wife. Almost 2 years married now, and my son will be born in April. Due date is April 19th, but I think he'll be a 420 baby. Keep doing what you guys do, and get me through my day. And see you guys at another Red Festival. That from Luke.
Ah, okay. I was like, how do we help you propose?
Maybe an announcement coming up very soon about a potential Red Fest type thing.
So, if you want us to help you propose to whoever it is in your life, please join us.
Oh, this is going to be fun to try to read, but I'll do the best I can. This was the story, subject of my lady bits. One time, my husband and I got frisky, which involved him going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going great until I began to feel my downstairs burn. It started out a little uncomfortable and got increasingly unbearable. I jumped off his face and ran to the shower yelling, what the hell? We had both completely forgot that he was just eating some really spicy beef jerky.
Oh,
it took about an hour or two for my...
beef jerky was at the food.
It took about an hour or two for my...
right there.
Yeah. For my downstairs to depuff and turn to a normal color. Depuff is the best part about this. I think we can understand it's a swollen area now, so it needed a depuff.
She got spicy, swollen lady bits.
I need to depuff for a minute.
She got them jerky.
Also, we lived with his mom and grandma at the time, so I'm sure they were wondering why I was running naked down the hallway. Thanks, guys, from Melissa.
Melissa had jerky knuckles.
Melissa, that's a great story there.
I can't get over that it's jerky.
I know. I thought for sure wings, right?
Wings or like anything. But like, oh, I just had some jerky. Get over here, honey.
Still got some beef in my teeth. Get it while the getting's good.
Here we go. Ola, what were you hit with? A few years ago, I was at a hotel in California. As I was headed to my room,
California.
I saw a guy blast through the parking lot and almost hit two other guys who were holding hands who were obviously a couple. They yelled at the guy in the car, and he yelled back with a mouthful of homophobic slurs. His mistake was when he got out of the car. One of the guys reached into his backpack and pulled out a huge silicone dong and hit the driver hard enough across the face to knock him out cold.
You got knocked out with a penis.
The best part was the next morning when I was on my way out and I saw the guy's car with a handle of the dildo hanging out of the tailpipe with a guy trying to pull it out. Apparently, it had been super glued in place.
Wow.
So the guy must have come back.
That's what happens.
And got a little bit angry about that. Oh, boy. Wow. You know what? I debated reading this thing. I'm just going to try the best I can. This does not have any punctuation.
I'm going to say you can get through that.
I can try my best. But no way. This is at least a 10-breather. But, I mean, it's a seriously long one. I'm going to try to give you the best
punctuation
part of it.
Punctuation is not the enemy.
All right, here we go. hey, what's up? Tried to call a bunch of times. Thanks for not answering. Anyway, so I've been hearing all radio shows for the past couple days, but I haven't been able to find a good radio station anywhere in this effing state because I came down here with my boyfriend in Texas, and I figured y'all would have, like, a good incident story to read on the air instead of all this baby back BS you all been reading the whole time. Bless their hearts. So one day I decided to go down my dad down to Gulfport, Mississippi, because it's a drag bike race event, biker rally. Well, we ended up staying at this hotel, all of us, me and my cousin, friend and couple of town, know all the old ladies in the bike club, go down to the beach and start drinking. Any more hammered since we've been drinking all day. Anyhow, so we see how long we can go back, and then we go back to the room, and I realize that we had thrown away the room key, and me being a worrywart, but I am, we have to go back and get Becky to my cousin's friend to stay with my cousin in his truck at the hotel, and whenever we get back from when we get back from going to get the key, there's a full-out brawl going in the parking lot of this hotel. This guy who had been on PCP tried to rob my cousin's truck, and I see my friend hit this guy over the head with a beer bottle twice, and it did not faze him, so I started running all down the hotel, knocking on everyone's room window with all we knew come out, like, it's like, this is going down like a cage match. Like we used to watch on WWE. One person will take on everybody like a tag team match. I'm knocking on the doors. This guy is not going down. I'm talking about somebody choking him out. Another person wants him knocked out twice. Another person knocked him out. And then here comes my dad. He strolled along with his effing underwear holding a pistol sound like dad did. Everything was scary. All then the sun comes up, and I see Captain Save-A-Ho security guard for the hotel 30 minutes later after the cops have all been called, because we're not the ones going to call the cops because we can't call the cops because, you know. So this MF-er walks up and pops this guy right in the effing mouth, and he buckles his knees, just crumbles and falls to the ground. And this guy's down in handcuffs finally, and I'm walking by him with my bag, and he blows a kiss to me. So I kicked the little stupid-ass mouth, but it was a good weekend. We continued drinking after that. My dad won a trophy for racing, and the next year I won a trophy for a bikini contest when it was an awesome incident. I mean, I have plenty more if you'd like to hear some. Thanks for all the radio. Thanks for taking the time to read my story. I appreciate it. All the way down here in Houston, Texas. That from DeAndre Stevens.
Wow.
Holy Christ. That's
a hell of a story.
That really did.
H-Town.
That is a great family event, I am sure. Let's see here. Oh, here's a good one on who got hit with what. True story. I was working as a county jailer. It's a Friday night and a full moon. I book in a 300-pound Valkyrie of a woman in shredded black spandex. She is crying and blubbering about her cat. While I try to book her in, she continues to ask about the cat. So I pull out the booking sheet and start reading. Officers responding to a domestic violence call enter the house to shouting and screaming. Report reads something like this. Suspect started fighting after heavy drinking. Male insulted female suspect's cat. Male suspect picks up family cat. Jesus. And throws it at the female suspect. Female suspect picks up a frying pan full of hot oil and throws it into male suspect, hitting him in the head. Female suspect picks up the cat by the tail and continues to beat the male suspect with the cat, who now has the frying pan, trying to defend himself. Both suspects booked into the jail. Large cat routed to morgue for evidence. Next booking is a skinny white guy who looks like he went through a blender asking about a cat. Both of them from Granite Falls. If you're local, you'll get it. That from Brian.
Jeez.
You don't need to do town that dirty, man.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Let's see here. What do we got?
I mean, you grab the cat by the tail to use it as a weapon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just not right.
Oh, man. Here's
it's just not right.
There's only two places where that insanity happens. Either you're on the fear, like the brink of death.
Yeah.
Or a... Only couples can be that passionate.
Right. A domestic or someone's trying to murder you.
Yeah. A couple others. Miles, another good idea. This is from our buddy Eddie down in San Jose. Listen on the Fox. Miles, good idea, but you're a day late and a dollar short. There's a company starting to do the Uber of ambulance services. So, hey. You know what?
Save money, man.
Depending on what the situation is, that we actually wrote a story or read a story about that. There's kind of a scenario that says, like, look, there are certain instances you need to call an ambulance.
Without question.
Absolutely need to call an ambulance. And there's others where you can be like, maybe you don't.
If it's maybe, then don't.
Yeah, exactly. Abitolas, as far as my number, my personal number I'm proud of is 50. I ate 50 McDonald's chicken nuggets in one sitting. I attempted this feat after my brother tried and puked at 49.5 nuggets. And no, I am not a fat F, and I just love me some nuggets. Rock on, that from Banana Bailey, who once sat down and ate 50 nuggets while his brother puked at 49.5.
And then sweat grease for the next 3 days.
Subject, koozie with the boobs. I didn't have those, but I remember my grandpa had the pen that you turn over and you see the boobs. That was my nice experience.
Dude, I love those pens as a kid.
Yeah, I remember those.
The dress comes down, you're like, ah, boobs!
I'm pretty sure I stole one off somebody's desk once.
Did you use it?
No, it was just somebody my mom or dad worked with. probably it was my mom, had one on their desk. So I couldn't help it at like 12 or 13. Like, I need that pen.
I'm getting the boot pen.
I mean, I had a boat that went back and forth, but come on.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We offer you up a couple categories there, and you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. All right, Steve, do we have a contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
We do. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Hola. All right, Kyle. Categories here. We have the most powerful militaries in the world. This is a category that we brought up before, but unfortunately that one was not picked. And we have, as we've got all the basketball action going on, the 10 best cities to be a college basketball fan. So if you know your college basketball, you might want to go with the 10 best cities for college basketball to be a fan. If you know your military, the 10 most powerful militaries in the world. So what is the category you want to pick there, Kyle? And your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, tough one today. The only thing I know about militaries is the U.S. like outspends the whole rest of the world, so I'm going to go with basketball. So I think I have a better shot.
All right.
And these are good towns.
These are the best towns to be a college basketball fan. As we already know, we've got March Madness underway, and many teams have, or many actual states have a couple teams in action. But as far as your brackets go, most of those are pretty well done, but there are some just legendary college basketball towns. And these are the 10 best in the United States of America. And I can't really give you any more than that.
My problem is, and Ted, I suspect you'll do well at this, in the sense of, I could probably guess the schools, at least 8 of them, right? Because they're perennially awesome. But I don't always know the city they're in.
Right. So, I mean, right. First you got to go Chapel Hill, because University of North Carolina and Duke are both there.
Right.
Okay. Kyle, yep. What do you think there?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Definitely leading off with Chapel Hill. That's a slam dunk, I think.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina, is the best city in the United States, right, period, to be a basketball fan. That's where UNC is. They're a 2 seed this year, and they've won 6 championships, including last year. So, yes, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, that would be the number one place to be a college basketball fan. Good start there.
I would also think about the L's. You have Lawrence, Kansas, where the University of Kansas is, and then you have Lexington, Kentucky, where the University of Kentucky is.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I was thinking in Kentucky. I'll start with Lexington.
You start with Lexington. That is correct. Comes in at number 5. Obviously, that's where the Wildcats play. 8, count them, 8 basketball titles for Kentucky. That's pretty impressive. You've got 2 out of the 10 correct. No strikes so far, Kyle. What is your next guess in the top 10 cities for college basketball in the United States?
I think this might be tough because it's also in Kentucky, but I'm going to go Louisville.
Ah, no, sorry. Louisville is where you have sex in a bathroom with a woman you just met in an Italian restaurant.
And that is a good reason to go there, but just not for the basketball.
Yep.
That's what that song was about.
Mm-hmm. You know, dude, I think you should go with Ted on this and go with Lawrence, Kansas.
I'm thinking, one of the surprise schools this year has been Syracuse, so I'm going to go Syracuse.
Ooh, that's not a bad call.
No. Yes, it is. It's a horrible call. Not
sorry.
No, actually, look, they had a list of 20. These are the top 10.
I'm Syracuse sure. in my head, because I thought, like, what about, like, I don't know.
All right,
so Villanova is what, in Philly?
Yeah.
Are they, I mean, they're awesome right now. They
I'm
have
just going with, like, the schools that have the most history. So I would, again, I would really recommend Lawrence, Kansas, and maybe East Lansing, Michigan for Michigan State.
Yeah, let's go Lawrence, Kansas.
Number 2 on the list where the Kansas Jayhawks call home, 3 NCAA basketball titles from Lawrence, Kansas. That is correct. So you've got 3 out of the 10. You've gotten 2 strikes, 1 strike remaining on the top 10 best cities to be a college basketball fan. And there is a little bit of, I guess I can explain that to you later, but you brought up the fact, Ted, that you thought that Duke University was in fact in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Yeah, is it not?
It's in Durham.
Oh, my bad.
Yes, it is.
So I would guess that might be another strong contender.
Yeah, Durham. Yep.
They're close. But
let's Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, that is correct. Durham, North Carolina, where Duke is 5 national championships. I just don't want you to get confused and think that that was included in number 1.
Let's see. Some of the some suggestions came in, say Lafayette for Purdue.
All right.
So how many do I have so far? 4
You've gotten 4 out of the 10.
You've got in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where UNC is. You've got Lawrence, Kansas, where the Jayhawks call home. Durham, North Carolina, where Duke is, with 5 championships. And Lexington, Kentucky, where the Kentucky Wildcats play 8 titles altogether. So you've got 6 cities that are the 10 best cities to be a college basketball fan. 2 strikes with 1 strike remaining.
Let's do East Lansing, Michigan.
That is number 9 on the list, correct? And that is all because of Michigan State. All right, Kyle, doing a pretty good job, man. You've gotten 5 out of the 10. There's 5 left. You just got 1 strike left, though. So the next one you get wrong, you're out.
Oh, Christ. I mean, maybe Ann Arbor, too. I don't know. I mean, Michigan and Michigan State traditionally are both good college hoops.
Oh, man, I always kind of associate Ann Arbor being more of a football city.
No, you're right.
Well,
you're
sure,
right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
I'm thinking Indiana. I'm trying to determine if, like, maybe Indianapolis. I think Bloomington will be my guess, though. I think that's where the Indiana.
All right, nice. Bloomington, Indiana, where the Hoosiers play. Ooh. Number 8 on the list as Steve continues to fart.
No,
you've gotten 6 out of the 10. You've got 1 strike remaining, Kyle.
All right, some more suggestions, by the way. People are saying L.A. for UCLA. When they had a history, like, Georgetown for a while was doing great. I don't know.
I'm thinking, you know, like, Connecticut's had some really good years, and they don't really have much else. The Hartford Whalers left, and so I'm just trying to think of a city. I think it's like Storrs or something. I'm going to go Storrs, Connecticut.
Correct! Oddly enough, just 40 miles away, New Britain, Connecticut, ranked dead last. But Storrs, Connecticut, where the University of Connecticut is, number 7. All right, you've gotten 7 out of the 10. With 2 strikes, 1 strike remaining. Next guess.
I'm gonna take Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona?
Yep.
What city?
Oh, I said Tucson. Sorry.
Tucson. Oh, Kyle. Oh, man.
Not a bad run, though, man.
So, as far as the cities you got right there, Kyle, of the 10 best cities to be a college basketball fan, number 1, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where UNC is. Number 2, Lawrence, Kansas, where the Kansas Jayhawks play. Durham, North Carolina, where Duke is. 5 championships. Lexington, Kentucky, where the Wildcats play with 8. Storrs, Connecticut, yep, that made it to number 7. Bloomington, Indiana was number 8. And East Lansing, Michigan, number 9. What did Kyle miss? At number 3, Los Angeles, California. UCLA has won 11 titles. But between 64 and 75, they won 10. At number 6, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Villanova is the big reason for that. And number 10, College Park, Maryland. Where the University of Maryland calls home. Those are the 10 best cities to be a college basketball fan. All right, cut up with Drinking Toast with a shout of the day. Men's Room Rules is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, coming up, we'll drink it. Tell us the shot of the day is minutes away, but first.
And now. The Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
Time once again for Men's Room Rules. The complete list is available at mensroomlive.com. If you check the website there, you will see all the rules that you made throughout the years. And every once in a while, we try to put a couple more rules into law. So away we go. And I believe this one would fall under the category of personal boundaries, some of which include no man shall ever use another man's chapstick. No man should massage another man unless professionally licensed to do so. No man should ever sit on another man's lap, from Jay. When using a carousel door, one man per cell. No two men in a hot tub should sit next to each other unless all 4 sides are already spoken for. No man should touch the small of another man's back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The chapstick is the one that gets me. And 'cause like anything, you know, if you buy a product and there's a warning label, no matter how dumb the warning is, it's only there because somebody did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to imagine the scenario where someone's like, hey, brother, did you just use my chapstick?
Do not brush a stray eyelash from another man's cheek.
We have anything there about picking stuff out of beards?
There should be, right?
Yeah, well, basically this, let's go with section, there's a 10. Never touch another man's hair and comment on it. Wouldn't that qualify?
I think that's just hair.
Yeah, but see, people don't, because people will say to Ted and I, we're bald, and we are bald up top. But we say, no, we have hair on our head. They say you don't.
J-U-I
in spite of
says,
us having facial hair.
I did this like 2 weeks ago, man. Some guy had a nice beard, but it was just a huge piece of like a string in it.
Oh, okay.
So I just kind of leaned over and took it off, and his girl was like, oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
I didn't know what you were doing there.
All right, so we get this one, and this one, it says, I don't see a men's room rule on a time limit that mentioned hugs, situational or not. Bro hugs should not last more than 1 second. Emotional bro hugs should not last more than 10.
What do we think about the hug?
I mean, you know me and my friends, we're a huggy group.
Three pats and out?
Yeah, generally to me, it's the pat theory,
three
right?
Pats,
you know what I mean?
Pat?
You come in.
Like, dude, boom, boom, boom.
There's the top, right.
I mean, maybe like a second and a half is as long as that.
I feel like it just takes as long as it takes. But to me, you do the count based on the number of taps you're going to get.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've seen this person? What's the, you know, if it's a funeral, you might get five taps. If I haven't seen it, one tap, we're good.
Yeah, okay. We have a thought on that.
I mean, I just can't pass that one. My group hugs way too much.
Okay, if you have potential rules, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject men's room rules. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to Dwinga time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasted.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 19-year-old Jonathan Brusen of somewhere in Michigan. But in this case, his story takes place in the Caribbean, specifically the Bahamas, where he was recently on vacation with his girlfriend's family. But his idea of going on this vacation, you see, was to make his girlfriend his fiance. That's right. He's only 19 years old, but apparently the two of them met at a party in middle school, and they've been inseparable ever since, all the way to the point that he's comfortable traveling with the family, and so comfortable that he actually asked the family's permission to ask her for her hand in marriage, and they absolutely gave him their blessing, all right? So they're in a good situation. So he did not get around to asking her. The first thing they did, now that he knew they had their blessing, he and his girlfriend's brother went out for a hike. Okay? Because, again, they're that close. When they went out for the hike, obviously they're talking about the upcoming nuptials, exactly how he's going to execute this. Should it be romantic? Should it be spur of the moment? Should I do it in front of anyone? And as they're having this conversation, they're sitting on a rock on a cliffside. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, no. He fell backwards off of a cliff. No, nothing like that happened at all. Instead, a giant wave came in and sucked his ass off the rock and took him out to sea. He was found 5 days later.
Whoa!
And no, he did not make it. Basically, he had about 20 minutes to say, I'm going to ask for her hand in marriage. And then the ocean said, not today. You are not. That is hardcore, man. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
It's going to contest online for Profile This. Caller 9-844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.